Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
How's it going?
Yeah, what's your idea, huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
What's your hefe?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. You are talking with Peter Griffin.
Nice. Hey, I like it. What else you got for me, buddy? I like it.
Well, I am sitting here right now with the clam, with the only friend I have right now because my other friends aren't able to join. And how I have, what I have with me is Glenn Fragman. Hi, how you doing? I'm Glenn.
Oh, biggity goo 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 goo, quiggity quiggity quagmire. Whoa.
Well, it's nice to see that some people actually like what I do.
Yeah, man, I fucking love it.
The Family Guy. Family Guy fan, sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Oh, that was brilliant. You fucking nailed that, dude.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, like, doing voiceovers is my dream, dude. My absolute fucking dream.
Well, your dream will be able to come true with me right now, if you feel like doing voiceovers.
Oh, yeah? Like, well, I mean, fuck, I can't do that one, so, because you got that one nailed, so.
I guess I could talk with you like I was Bill Clinton. And we could do an interview with Bill Clinton, you know, world famous pervert and cocaine addict, talking to the Family Guy fan.
Wait. Well, okay then, Mr. Clinton. Boy, I wonder if I'll actually get into bigger politics this time. All right.
So, Do you have any questions for your former president?
Yeah, I do. How come Hillary was about to become president?
Well, you know, I was chasing a lot of tail, son. Oh, let me tell you. Oh, boy. And, you know, I started spending a whole lot of time with, you know, Jeffrey Epstein over on the island over there, you know, diddling them little girls and whatnot. And, well, I told Hillary, why don't you just do it, you know, because we share a bank account. So why don't you go do the work now and I'm just going to go fuck on the island.
That's pretty much what I do sometimes there.
All right.
So,
let me ask you a question there. What is your favorite position?
I think you already know what it is.
Well, I would have to guess donkey style.
Sure. Why not?
Oh, man, because, you know, I love to give a good donkey punch. Oh, man. I like it when their eyes roll back in their head and they start on the verge of losing consciousness, but then I stop choking them for a minute. They get a little bit of air in them and they say, okay, so I can start all over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what gets me off. You know, it's like, you know, well, don't suppose I should talk about it in public, but, yeah. Benefit of being an ex-president.
I mean, you're pretty much going after the speakers of my laptop.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic, Peter. Yeah, Peter, you know, I've always thought your wife was pretty cute, too.
Oh, my God. No, come on. Come on, Bill. We don't even know what happened with that. We don't need to replay.
Hey, Hey, you know Hillary's a lesbian, right? I mean, I ain't got no pussy from Hillary since, like, you know, since we was dating back in college. But you think we could hook up our wives, Peter?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm not saying I want to touch you, Peter, because you know me, I'm a pervert with the women. I like my ladies, but I could just sit back and twiddle my diddle while, you know, while our two ladies did their thing, and, you know, I would call it all good. I think that'd be a wonderful thing. Oh, boy. You know, I got presidential money. I pay people for this kind of stuff, Peter. they don't call me a prevert for nothing.
Yeah, I think I do better at home, just listening to loud music in my ears till I get deaf now.
Oh, Jesus. Well, maybe your buddy Quagmire and I might have a little more fun together. I'm not quite sure.
Well, no. I don't really have a certain kind of girlfriend.
Well, yeah, well, that's perfect, because, you know, I got a whole bunch of girlfriends, Mr. Quick at a Quagmire. I appreciate your sensibilities. I do.
I'm a pilot.
So,
but I usually land on the plane in the right place every night. All right,
Mr. Pilot Man. Yeah, he's a sky pilot. Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, I'm better on saxophone, you know. I'm even better with the saxophone, if you know what I mean. But anyway, you know, we could use a new pilot in the family because, you know what we got going on, Mr. Quagmire, ever since the Epstein scandal, I lost my preferred pilot to get down to the Bahamas, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you know, probably be a little something in it for you, too, if you know what I mean. Wank, wank, a little wank, wank, the wank of the pank, if you know what I mean. Some people call it the wank. Some people might say the wink of the stink, but I think it all depends what time of the month, whatnot, and, you know, if she done showered and whatnot, you know.
Boy, this is now getting awkward.
Well, Peter, you know, my daughter Chelsea, you think your wife would like to diddle her? I mean, she got them pert breasts and all.
Oh,
she's young.
She's really that hot.
Yeah, she's pretty tight too. Let me tell you. I mean, you know, firsthand experience. Just, you know, I heard from a friend.
All right.
Feeling like we should talk to President Biden now. About him with his successful mission going into office.
Oh, well, what's that? You want me to talk about Mr. Biden?
Oh, that's it, Biden. I meant Trump.
Oh, yeah, well, y'all, Trump, he and I go way back. We used to do cocaine off a little girl's asses on Jeffrey Epstein's island before we had him killed. Oh, shit, did I say that with my outside voice?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have.
I did not mean to say that. I was joking. Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it, Family Guy fan?
Yeah, sure.
That was just. We'll just move on. I was just pulling your leg there. Yeah, haven't assassinated anybody in quite a while. Decades, even, maybe. Close to. Almost. Cut it in half. See, do you have any more questions?
With you in the past, the more Biden's going to be upset with this. Because I can't do anything about it anymore, as I am not the president.
Well, you know, Donald, I can recollect that I had the same stressful situation when I was leaving the White House myself. You know, people want you to do things and reach in there and, you know, and what you can only do what you can do, my friend. That's all you can do.
Because I was able to last till the 20th.
Well, you know, yeah, I think you just got to look forward to, you know, Mar-a-Lago and getting some more of that there young pussy. If you know what I'm talking about. Grabbing it where it needs to be grabbed, you know.
Boy. When did this turn into two of the former presidents talking?
As soon so, as you got done with your boring stuff.
Oh, that was fun, huh?
Yeah, I could definitely agree with that.
Well, should I keep going? Do you have another question for the ex-cokehead president?
Yeah. How did you react when you had to leave the White House?
Oh my goodness, I forgot my cocaine mirror in Oval Office and I was freaking out. I couldn't believe it. Made a couple phone calls and by the grace of God, I was able to get my cocaine mirror back. Because you know they call me Hoover. Like as in the vacuum cleaner. I like the cocaine so much.
I can't believe you were president for that long.
It was a little, it wasn't nothing but a little bit of pussy. Got me impeached, but oh God, if the people knew what I had done, oh boy, would they, oh boy, I tell you now. Yeah, George Bush Sr. and I, God, we got some work done, I tell you, with the CIA and the cocaine and the crack and the 1994 crime bill locking all them black people up and whatnot. Boy, I tell you. And Joe Biden, boy, I tell you too, he likes his cocaine proper.
Yeah, I definitely use it every day when I am stressed. Yeah, how do you get in here? Through the door. Ow. Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Hey, well, you know, I like a little bit of cocaine to myself. But you know, people, they call me a little cokehead. And I say, you call me a cokehead. Well, fuck you, you fucking cockroach. Fuck me. Fuck you. No, fuck you, you fucking cockroach. Is what I say. You talking cocaine. Jesus Christ.
Boy, you must have had a really fun time when you were in the White House.
Well, let me tell you, underneath that desk with Monica Lewinsky, oh boy, let me tell you, because, you know, we just talked about the one cigar, but boy, that shit went on for months, I tell you. She was twiddling my daddle.
Yeah, and underneath my desk, I had a whole mini fridge full of Diet Cokes.
Then why did you have the Diet Coke one?
That was in case my mini fridge ran out. That way I could get a bunch of people to come on in and give me more Diet Cokes.
Did you get many people giving you Diet Cokes up in there?
Yes. Yes, haven't you seen the scene when Peter Griffin and I were fighting and I was pressing the Diet Coke button with his head?
Oh, I seem to have missed that one, God damn it. I would have seen that.
Boy, that was really painful.
Just
just my head hitting those buttons.
I bet that was something really to, I bet that was something really to behold right there.
Okay.
I mean, a sight to behold. Don't you think?
Oh, you were helping me go on that one time. Where did that lead?
That there one time?
Yeah, you were in Rhode Island.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, I black out every once in a while. I can't recall it all.
Oh, my gosh. It was season 4 of Family Guy.
Okay, well, I'm sure I enjoyed it.
Oh, you probably forgot it, mister. I don't have time for Family Guy right now.
Did I play the saxophone?
I do not really remember. All I remember, wait.
I'm sorry, Peter. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, come on. What time you and I were really high, we stole an entire pig. Come on, it was right there.
Dude, we could totally eat that pig. We just get the pig and we totally eat it.
How can you remember that?
Well, it sounds familiar, but hey, Peter, remember that time we stumbled upon that satanic ritual where they was cooking up a hog, and we done stuck around with them just long enough to get some pig meat, but ditched out right before the ritual?
We stole an entire pig.
Well, you know, that's what people do. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Easy. What that one guy did, he transitioned to a scene of the Conway Twitty style.
Well, you know, we all like a little Twitty, don't we? I was talking about Titty. Sorry. Hey, I think we got a list.
I kind of think about that every night.
I think we got us a listener here. We got Mr. Who in the house. How you doing, Mr. Who? You talking with the former President Bill Clinton and Peter of the Family Guy. How you doing? You go ahead and leave us a message. Does anybody have a question for the former president?
Don't forget about me, Donald Trump. Is there a question for Donald Trump, too?
That's right. We have Donald Trump in the house and Quickity Quagmire as well. So you feel free to leave.
Just call me that for nothing.
You can feel free to leave a message for Bill Clinton or Donald Trump or Quickity Quagmire or Peter. We're all here for you, if you know what I mean.
I believe I just heard Quagmire. He just said there was a message.
I just popped on here real quick before I go to sleep. I just came on here real quick to see what was going on with different podcasts, but I'm probably going to leave in a few minutes. So I can wake up early in the morning and get some stuff done, but I hope the podcast goes well.
Oh, I must say there were a couple of presidential arguments here and there. It was definitely different than I would have expected.
So if anybody's tuning in, yes, absolutely. I was supposed to do a podcast earlier that was very serious, very based on politics and the Federal Reserve, and it would have been tremendous, would have been a tremendous podcast, the best podcast ever, absolutely tremendous. But unfortunately, stereo would not connect me with Jay Carl, so the Federal Reserve podcast will be continued another time, people. But for now, we are having fun with voices. Yeah, I'm here with Peter and Quagmire and Donald Trump. And I'm asking that, Mr. Trump,
I got a question for you. So what are your plans now that you're out of office, eh?
Buy a bunch of cases of Diet Coke and just drink them all. Then after that, I buy more and more and more.
Okay, fantastic. You know, how do you feel about being banned from the golf course, though?
That just really made me sad. And I'm not able to post it on Twitter because I got my Twitter account banned.
Why are people hating me? I think we got Bill Clinton back with a question for you, Mr. President.
Hello, Donald. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're about to die, Clinton.
Well, that's pretty appropriate because, you know, you've seen me lately. I look like I got AIDS and shit, don't I? I mean, I don't. And there ain't nothing against anybody with AIDS. I'm just saying, you know, I done banged a bunch of people and I raw dogged them all. So, you know, I got what's coming to me, boy. But, oh, boy, did I enjoy it. Oh, boy. But anyway, so, Donald, I got a question for you. And what I wanted to ask you was, like, you want to do some cocaine?
No, I have got out of rehab one time. And I don't feel like doing it again.
Well, because I heard you on a bunch of Adderall. You know, you're high as a monkey up there in the White House on Adderall. So I figured, you know, oh boy, that's my kind of man. We could just do some cocaine. You know, head on down to the Epstein Island again. Wank, wank. Mm-hmm. What you think about all that? Mm.
Wait. That's what I do to a little pretty good on that bastard.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Well, you know, oh boy, Quagmire, you're the man after my own heart, I tell you what.
Oh, really? I didn't really realize that.
Oh, yeah, I had nothing gay about it. I just mean, you know, from one pervert to the next, you know, you're like a grade A prevert. I mean, pervert. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I try to get paper boy every day, but he never comes into my house.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, all you can do is keep jerking it and twerking it. You know, thank God for the twerking maneuver, you know, or the movement, I should say. Because, you know, next to two girls in a cup, twerking's the best thing that old Bill Clinton here has seen in 10 years. Hey, Quagmire.
Were you arrested for something?
Hey, Quagmire, what you think about that? There are two girls in one cup.
So you just blew up my mind. All right.
Yeah. Hang on one second. I got to do some... All right. I'm back with you now. Okay. All fired up. My heart. Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. We're good. Okay. Hey, Peter.
You still there? That's what I sometimes worry about when I do that.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You make me so mad.
Hey, talk to me about the cocaine, would you, Peter?
No, I would. Square! You're square! I'm Adam West's twin brother, and I am looking for my uncle. And I am looking for him. Actually, he's dead. What? Yeah, haven't you heard? He died. Oh, no. That's horrible. Well, I guess I'll have to take his place as me.
Your cousin already did that.
Oh.
feel like we're getting attacked here.
Bongpocalypse. All right, questions.
Do you have any questions for the president, sir?
Mr. President, what did you do when you first came into office? I have forgotten over the years.
Well, let's see. First thing I did when I got into the White House, well, I wanted to bang Hillary, but you know, she's a lesbian, so I had to make me a couple phone calls. But I got that there Jennifer Flowers up in there, and oh man, she got a beautiful flower too, let me tell you. Bent that flower right over the Oval Office desk and left a stain that remains to this day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was the first thing I did. Then I did some cocaine.
Boy, this is really going to be practically cruel.
Well, you know, I've never been much of a role model because I just like the ladies so much. You know, I never worried so much about what the kids were thinking, but oh man, I just worried about trying to get some skirt. You know what I mean?
Peter, shut up.
And you know, nothing helps you get skirt more than a little bit of cocaine. So that's how I ended up the governor of great state Arkansas. As much cocaine. Yep. Being in Arkansas. Thanks to George Bush. Yep.
I remember you spending a bunch of nights drunk at one of my Trump towers after you got out of the White House.
Oh, I must have passed out after I got done doing some cocaine. Because, you know, they call me the Hoover. I don't know if I told you that, but yeah, I used to be kind of proud of that back in the in my college days. I was kind of proud of that. I could do more cocaine than any other man could do in one snort. I was kind of proud of that. Yep.
I think George W. Bush can do the same.
Yeah, old W. Senior, old Bush Senior, and well, he gave me my job as governor because you know I helped him smuggle the cocaine in the Iran-Contra scandal. That's how we became friends. Yep, big old scandal. We was smuggling a bunch of cocaine, tons at a time. Into the United States, that's right, into Mena, Arkansas. Oh man, we'd have made a bunch of money. I got a bunch of free cocaine, too. Oh man, talk about free cocaine. Oh man, oh boy, you ain't partied till you partied with them Bush boys, I tell you what. Oh, damn. You know, well, what's his name? W, the little one. That boy, he almost didn't graduate college because he liked the cocaine so much.
we
hit it off like nothing, I tell you. Must have been something to do with the cocaine.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, okay? It's your opinion on what you think of it. You know, but you just keep talking about it too much. And I think you should be changing the subject.
Well, okay, I like to talk about underage vagina as well, you know, because Bill Clinton's a fucking pervert, right? So here we go. What you want to talk about? Cocaine or young girls? Or both?
Oh, how young you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Mr. Quackity Quagmire and I. Boy, Now that I know you're a pilot, we can go some places. Mm. Internationally, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought so, this was going to be really
good. Well, I'm sorry if it didn't turn out to be a family style interview, Peter, but you know, what could I say? Giggity giggity goo. But you got any more questions for the president?
Yeah, I do. Do you recognize this song? Can you hear it?
I can't quite hear it.
But can't play pre-recorded stuff on stereo though.
Ah, oh, man. I thought you could.
Damn it. Damn it.
It's gotta be live. It's gotta be live and direct. I don't have my saxophone here, or I'd play you a little ditty, if you know what I mean. Huh. And by a little ditty, I mean a song.
Well, too bad you don't have that saxophone.
Yeah, boy, I wish I did, because if I had my saxophone, I could play you a song right now, but I don't, so I guess I'll do some more cocaine. Because, you know, that's what I do. What you think?
All right. Thanks for tuning into another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth. Right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.